Mr. Man, would you like to hear the story about how pucks came to be? Okay. Come here, lovely. I'll scratch your tummy and tell you all about how pucks came to be. So, a long, long time ago, there were some scientists far ahead of their time, and who also had too much time on their hands. And they were sitting at their table, talking about what they wanted to research next. And one scientist said, "We should try to figure out how to stop a lot of these diseases." And one scientist said, "We should be trying to figure out how to create much more reliable and fast transportation. Maybe something that works on natural resources from the earth." One scientist suggested a way of ensuring clean drinking water on mass scales. But as practical and important as all those things were, then the final scientist chipped in. He said, "I want to create a being that humankind has not seen before. I've thought on it long and hard. I want to splice together the genes of seals and bats and pigs and, dare I say it, even roly-polies. With just enough dog genes." "Just enough dog genes so that it won't raise an eyebrow." The other scientists asked him, why would we do such a thing? Why would we waste our resources on such an escapade?" The scientist said, "Why not? We have the ability. We can do it and more. And it would be the easiest way to insinuate ourselves into humankind and conquer them from the inside out. By letting loose our organism, we can pawn it off as a sort of dog that will breed with their dogs, spreading its genes. And soon, we will conquer the entire world using their cuteness." The other scientist pondered it, thought, "What a fantastic idea. But what will we call this strange chimera of creatures? I believe we'll call it a pug. It's a name I've thought hard on. It's very cute. Mr. Man, you gotta pay attention. It's about your history. Talk about your history, Mr. Man. No, Mr. Man, don't lick my pillow so much, Mr. Man. No. You gotta pay attention. This is about your history, boy. No, don't leave. So, they splice these genes together. Seals and bats and pigs and roly-polies and just enough dog to make it palatable to humankind. Give me a pillow, Mr. Man. It's mine. Well, it's not the only origin story. There is also one of my more favorite origin stories, butt pugs.
Mr. Man.
That pugs are actually an extremely advanced giant roly-poly that evolved long ago. They created their own societies right under our feet. We had no idea. However, they knew they would have to find a way to interact with and coexist with human society. And they noticed that humans were quite fond of domesticated dogs. Very cute. And so they thought, we'll create our own breed of dog. We'll disguise ourselves as what we'll call pugs. Yes, pugs. And we'll surface in China. We'll come up with a logical story for how we came about and edit their history to make more sense, Mr. Man.
Mr. Man. Don't eat your pug pillow. You're not a cannibal boy. No. It's not for eating. No. It's your pug pillow. You're not a cannibal boy.
You can listen to your history about how you're a giant roly-poly.
Shush, puggo.
Point is, pugs are not doggos. They are even possibly aliens from an entirely separate planet. Aliens who look just close enough to be dogs and somehow manage to breed with our doggos. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle of evolution, isn't it, Mr. Man? Big old alien? Oh, Lordy.
But yes, that is the most probable explanation for the existence of pugs, and
you're
not helping, Mr. Man.